this morning, I want to take a few minutes at least. Hallelujah. I believe this is the way Holy Spirit wants us to go. And I want to talk about the power of agreement. The power of agreement. Any home, any family, any church, any group. That will come together. With the same mind and the same believing the same thing. Especially believers. There's nothing impossible for them to do. Why? Is agreement so powerful? Why is there so much power in agreement? When two or more agree with God that His word is true and that God is right, now notice. You agree with His word is true and that He's right. Okay. And then act on His word in faith. So you agree God's word is true and He is right. Then act on that in faith. Faith is believing. For faith to be complete, for faith to be real, for faith to do her job, you gotta believe first. You gotta speak, you gotta act. If there's no action to what you believe, you can have a heart full of faith all day long. If you don't release it with words and action, it'll never work for you. Did you hear what I said? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That gives God a right to bring to pass for those two or three that agree with Him in the prayer that what they ask God for and what God has said is absolutely the truth. And give Him the right. The two that agree with Him in prayer that what God has said. Truth. And they are in agreement with what He has promised. Can't be changed. See, God don't change. And they won't change no matter what else may show up. That's that disagree with what the two have agreed on. See, when you agree on something, I told you the other day on Sunday, it may not mean much to you, but I was working on my boat and I misplaced the key and I had some people to agree with me. Couples agree with me. And it was over a period of time. I don't know, it lasted quite a while, almost a year. I even took the boat, got a new set of keys I put a new switch in it, pretty much made. But I put one, but you know what? I found the key. See, the devil saying, see there, it worked. Now, it might have been some in and out on my part and their part, but if to you, don't you come out of the grief. I got those keys right now. God is faithful. So I want to talk about the power that we possess in the prayer of grief. Is that okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't get that out of my spirit. That's why I live. My. God is so good. There is a move of the Spirit. And he's moving now in this earth. Many people have their attention on the things that's around them. It's been their conversation. It's been their observation. It's been what they observe, what they even was afraid of. And they have looked to other sources to relieve them of their trouble and their sorrow, to bring them comfort and to bring them peace, but only to find out it still remains. I come to tell you, it's been dealt with. I dealt with it 2,000 years ago, and it's been conquered. Turn your eyes, turn your heart, your eyes back to me, says the Lord. You'll find that even though those things are here, they will not come near you. When Pharaoh chased my children, whom I told to leave Egypt, when he chased them and they came to the Red Sea and he charged behind them, while Moses waited for my instruction, hallelujah. And when he did what I said and I told him what to do, I went before them as a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. I came from in front of them and got between them and the enemy. And while they rest, while I drive the ground for the land for them to cross, while they waited for the next command, not only did I stop them, I took the wheels off their chariot. And they couldn't come near them.